Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But say, fellas and girls, what do you think of the swell idea I told you about last night? I mean, that big double Christmas gift for Mother. It's something for you to talk over with Dad. A beautiful new Skell Gas kitchen range, plus a lovely 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware, both for the price of the range alone. Skell Gas, you know, is a product of the Skell Gas Company, a part of the Skelly Oil Company. Now, Skell Gas is not gasoline. It is rich, clean, natural gas, compressed in steel containers and delivered to your home by your Skell Gas dealer. It brings all the comfort and convenience of city gas service to those who live beyond the gas main. Your nearby Skell Gas dealer is featuring his special free Christmas gift offer of a beautiful Skell Gas range and a 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware right now. Now, this set is sold in many of the country's leading stores for as much as $14.95. And now you can get it free with the purchase of any Skell Gas range if you order it before Christmas. Stop in and examine the various popular models of Skell Gas ranges at your Skell Gas dealer. Learn the whole story of the convenience, ease, and economy of using Skell Gas for cooking delicious meals in less time, with less dirt, and less bother. And examine that beautiful 57-piece dinnerware set, which your Skell Gas dealer now has on display. It consists of plates, bowls, cups, saucers, food dishes, glassware, knives, forks, spoons, everything complete, and all in gorgeous contrasting colors that make you think of romantic old Spain. 57 pieces in all, and all absolutely free if you order your new Skell Gas range now before Christmas. So remember, see your Skell Gas dealer about this special free Christmas gift offer tomorrow. And say, you fellas and girls listening in, be sure to tell Dad about this swell idea for surprising Mother this Christmas with a wonderful gift that the whole family will help Mother enjoy for years to come. A genuine Skell Gas kitchen range. And now to Captain Midnight. The last time you remember, we left Captain Midnight and Chuck hurrying down to the foot of the waterfall to the flagstone square in front of the old Aztec temple, where Chuck Ramsey is going to try the most difficult takeoff he has ever attempted. But for a few minutes, we turn to another scene, which is taking place in the Pareda Hacienda down the valley, where Ivan Chark is making his headquarters. The criminal is alone at his desk in the library, when suddenly there comes a signal.
That you, Fang?
No, Chief, it's Gardo. Fang told me to come in.
Very well, Gardo. What is it?
There's a gent here to see you, Chief. He says it's very important.
Indeed. Who is he?
He says his name's Senor Lutro.
Senor Lutro?
Yeah.
I did not expect him so soon. But bring him in, Gardo. And you will remain in the room while he is here.
Okay, Chief. Ivan Shark will see you, Senor.
Gracias, Senor. It is a great pleasure, Senor Shark.
I am glad to see you, Senor Lutro. You will close the door, Gardo.
Okay, Chief.
And now, Senor Lutro, to what am I indebted for this sudden visit? Our arrangements have been made, have they not?
Yes, see, Senor Shark. All the arrangements have been made. But it will be necessary to make a change in our plans. If you will remember, you agreed to deliver all the cattle to me before a certain date.
Yes, that is correct, senor. But that date is several weeks off. And there was several days leeway after that.
But, senor, a certain situation has come up. I cannot get the payment for the cattle if we wait until the latter date.
Huh? Why not, senor?
The Mexican government, senor, is make the investigation. We will have to get our business over quickly. Otherwise, we may not be able to complete it.
I see. And you wish me to deliver the cattle to you immediately?
Yes, si, senor. You will agree then, senor, to make the drive at once?
Just a moment. Gardo.
Yes, chief.
Are our pilots ready to fly?
Yeah, Chief, but we lost another ship.
Yes, I know about that, Gardo. But how many planes are available now?
Well, we can get 5 in the air, Chief.
That will be enough. We will have the mechanics check the planes carefully and tell the pilots to be ready early in the morning.
Okay, Chief.
Well, that is most excellent, Senor. You will begin the drive at daybreak?
Yes, Senor. The drive will begin as soon as the ships can take off.
This is something new to me, Senor, driving the cattle by the use of airplane. You're sure the plan will work?
We know it will work. The animals become terrified by the sound of the motors, especially when the pilots dive at them. Once we get them on the run, we will keep them moving.
Do you not fear the stampede, Senor?
They may stampede a little. Some of them may get killed. But there is only one way to go. You will have men stationed in the pass to count them, of course.
Si, Senor, that is most important.
Very good, Senor. We understand each other.
Si, Senor. I will go now and make the necessary preparation.
Just a moment, Senor. There is a little matter of the deposit agreed upon before we start the cattle moving.
Si, Senor, I have not forgotten. Here is the package of bills. Perhaps you will wish to count them, huh?
No, Senor. That will not be necessary. The amount you give me now will be credited to your final account at the settlement.
Grazie, Senor. Hasta luego until we meet again.
Goodbye, Senor. We should conclude our business in 2 days. So, Senor Lutro out, Gardo.
Okay, Chief.
Grazie, Senor. Hasta luego. Hasta luego.
You want me to stay, Chief?
Yes, Gardo. Come here.
Okay, Chief.
I wish to tell you of our plans for the next few days. In the first place, tell Rossman to find out how Captain Midnight's party succeeded in getting down to the Aztec Temple.
Okay, Chief. I'll see him this afternoon.
I do not want any of Captain Midnight's party to escape. There is a plan forming in my mind, and as soon as we have delivered the cattle to Senor Lutro and his men, we will finish off Captain Midnight, find Senor Paredes Fresher, and then leave.
Yeah, but what I want to know is, what are we going to do about Chuck Ramsey and those others over at the temple?
First, Gardo, you will make the arrangements for the drive tomorrow morning. After that, you will return here. You and I will take a trip to the Aztec temple to make some investigations. Do not forget, Gardo, I have the chart left by Senor Pareda for his daughter Dolores. If I have read the chart right, we will make some astonishing discoveries. Go now, and come back to me after you have carried out my present orders.
Okay, Chief.
And now, back to Captain Midnight. He and Chuck, accompanied by Patsy, Pinky Drake, and Slim Poole, have descended to the square in front of the Aztec Temple. They are now gathered about the plane, poised precariously at the edge of the clearing near the falls. They are all helping to pull the ship back to safety. Listen as Chuck says.
She's moving. Keep her going.
Come on. By the great wizard, Slim, why don't you do some pulling?
Well, what do you think I'm doing, you old rapscallion? We gotta pull you and the ship, too.
All right, never mind that now. How about it, Patsy?
That's enough, Red. Stop.
All right, hold it, everybody.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Red. I bet she's back just far enough.
All right. Now, listen. We gotta hold her tail here. Come on, Chuck, come up here.
Be right there.
All right. All right, come on now, all together. Lift up. Come on.
We're all ready, Red.
All right. Now walk around with it easy now.
Hey, why don't you get up on the tail and ride, Pinky? You might just as well.
Why, you old scallywag, you. Let the three of us do all the work.
That looks about right, Red.
All right, boys, let her down. Easy there. Not too fast.
There she is.
Yeah, by the great grizzly. Look over that cliff. One step backwards and I'd have been a goner.
Wouldn't be no loss if you used to ask me.
Now then, Chuck. You and Pinky and Slim, take out that back seat.
Okay, Red. Come on, Pinky. Come on, Slim. Get up here.
Yeah, I'll help you, Chuck. Slim will be in the way.
Yes, as you...
Oh, Patsy, come here a minute, will you?
Sure, Red. What can I do for you?
Listen, I wanted to talk to you while they're getting some of the stuff out of the plane. Did you bring what I told you to?
You bet I did. It's right here in this package.
Good. Did you get the things I mentioned?
Yes, I did. I got them out of the first aid kit. Gee, do you think there's much danger? Do you think that...
Now, listen, Patsy, you mustn't worry. You know how I feel about Chuck. I wouldn't let him do this unless I thought it could be done.
But gosh, this birthday...
The best plans in the world sometimes go haywire, Patsy. I'm taking every precaution I can. If anything should happen to Chuck, if there should be a wreck, we'll do everything we can for it.
I know, but, well, I wish...
No. You keep your chin up and do everything I say. Now, listen. Go down to the other end of the square to the left, where that low wall is. That's the one dangerous obstacle. If any trouble occurs, it'll be there.
Okay, Red.
Okay. We've got the rear seat out and also some other stuff. There isn't much gasoline anyway.
All right, Chuck. Tell Pinky and Slim to come over here. You get in the front cockpit and start the engine.
Okay, Red. I'll have the motor turning over in a jiffy.
Right.
What do you have, Captain?
Something else we can do?
Now listen, you two, and listen carefully. Chuck is about to attempt a very dangerous takeoff. I'm confident he'll make it. But if there's any trouble at all, it'll come when he tries to get over that low wall. Now listen, you run down and station yourselves near Patsy. Oh, wait. Chuck's got the engine started now. All right, now hurry down there. If anything should happen, we've got to get to the plane and get Chuck out just as quickly as we can.
Okay, Captain. Come on here.
Engine's turning over okay, Red.
All right, I'll be right there, Chuck.
I've got the brakes set and everything's out that could be taken out.
All right, turn that engine up a little faster there, Chuck.
Okay.
Good, that's enough. Keep her there now while I give you some last-minute instructions.
Right.
Now listen to me, Chuck. Above everything else, keep a cool head. Don't try to get off the ground too quickly. Keep that nose down until the last instant. But don't let it get too low. Otherwise, the prop blades may hit the ground. Just before you get to the wall, hold back on the stick and jump the ship over. After you're over, you'll be in the valley and you can nose down and gather more flying speed.
Okay, Red. I understand.
Good. Now, open the throttle up wide. How's she hitting, Chuck?
Fine. Turn it over like a sewing machine.
All right, Chuck. Release the brake. Go. Come on, Chuck. Come on. Get that nose down, Chuck. Get it down. That's better. Now keep it there. Look out for that wall. Jump her off, Chuck. Quick, before it's too late.
Well, what can be the matter with Chuck? Why doesn't the ship gather speed faster? Will he be able to jump the wheels over the wall immediately ahead? Don't miss the exciting adventure. Next Monday, tune in to Captain Midnight. But say, did you realize that today is the 1st of December? Well, it is. And that means time for you and Dad to start thinking about a Christmas present for Mother. Well, here's a mighty swell idea. Have Dad stop in at your nearby Skelgas dealers and see the beautiful new Skelgas kitchen ranges. The convenience of cooking with Skelgas is a present that will bring pleasure to the whole family for years to come. And listen, your Skelgas dealer is offering a marvelous 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware free with every Skelgas range ordered before Christmas. A 57-piece set of colored dinnerware that has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. And a genuine Skelgas kitchen range, both for the price of the range alone. Boy, there's an opportunity to give Mother two wonderful Christmas gifts in one. So, see them both at your Skelgas dealers tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now, if there is not a Skelgas dealer near you, send a postcard to the Skelgas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Skelgas. And don't forget, tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Choppers and Dealers. Can Chuck avoid what looks like disaster in his efforts to fly the plane out of the small clearing in front of the Aztec Temple? And what will Ivan Sharp do next? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!